full-blown targeted disease on the loose. Vivi is up to no good, and somehow our girl Cosima is in cuffs. We are talking about the Orphan Black, the next chapter after show right now, so stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
What's up, Clone Club?
Clone Club.
Season 1, Episode 4, to ignore the obvious. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
We got a clone.
We got a new clone in the house. Shiksha Maitani. I did not want to butcher that.
Yes, you didn't. That was amazing.
Shiksha Maitani. And she is just as obsessed with Orphan Black as we are. She has been a longtime fan of the show, and we are so happy to have you on our after show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so pumped about having Orphan Black back and being here with you guys.
True. We're excited. True. And then, of course, Matt Marr. Back in the flesh.
Hi, y'all.
A long-time Orphan Black fan. He
long
was
time
our
Black.
After Buzzer. You actually did the panel.
Me, Sam, Rick Hong. They moved on to other things, and I'm still here.
Oh, we still
But I'm happy
here.
To be here. I'm happy to be.
And I'm Steph Zabra, obviously a Tatiana Maslany super fan, as you are. And just a fan of this audiobook. And if you still don't know how we have more Orphan Black... We have, it's because of this audiobook brought to us by Cereal Box. Matt has a little more.
Yes. So remember, the story continues with the official ebook and audiobook narrated by Emmy Award winner Tatiana Maslany. Get the next chapter of Orphan Black by, you can download it on Cereal Box, the Cereal Box app, or you can visit a bit.ly link that we're going to put in the show notes, sugar. So whether on the podcast or on the YouTube, look in the show notes for that. And new episodes drop every Thursday. And also, be sure to stay tuned. We're going to have some news later about the Cereal Box app.
Awesome. So we are going to be breaking this down by the clone storylines and the new characters introduced. And then we have our special segment,
Oh, Clone, You Did It!
Where that is our OMG moment of the episode. And we love to hear yours as well. So make sure you leave that in the comments after this episode is done, because... everyone has their own "Oh Clone, You Didn't" moment.
Everyone does.
We know it. We know it. And then we will have some news and gossip and wrap it up with some predictions. So let's get into this clone call where they finally figure out that that wasn't Donnie in the chat. That was Allison's doppelganger, aka all their doppelgangers, Vivi.
Go, you're the noob, Headless. I will let you go, girl.
And also let me know what has been your opinion thus far and then leading into this episode.
Oh, good question. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. I am obsessed. It's so good. I thought the Orphan Black chapter was over, and now we've moved on to something new, and we get Tatiana Maslany to be a part of it. It's amazing. I couldn't have asked for anything better. The sound effects really make it like a TV show.
Right?
Yeah. They were really good this episode.
Yeah, it's very alive in my mind, at least. Mm-hmm. And in regards to the clone call, I was so in love with the first clone call that they did on the audiobook, when it was just Tatiana Maslany talking in all the different characters, the clones, but this time you had Art, you had Donnie, so you had some of the guys as part of the call, which is pretty cool. It just kind of changes the vibe a little bit.
And I just love her doing Donnie. I know there's going to be more. There has to be more.
There has to be more.
I need Donnie in his underwear. That's what I need.
Yes.
I need the underwear dance.
So what did you think about picking up with this clone call and them kind of realizing what's happening now, Matt?
I mean, it was... what I loved about it is that the writers of this are really, and it was Lindsay, right? Lindsay Smith?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to butcher it.
Lindsay Smith.
Lindsay Smith.
We were going to have her on the show, but it just didn't work out. So we're hoping to get an interview still, because it was an amazing episode.
She's a busy Hollywood writer, y'all.
It's not a big deal.
If you're listening to the podcast, I'm smoking a cigarette because our writers do that.
Anyway. That's what she's, you know she's cool you know. When you name a title to ignore the obvious.
It's true. Yes. To ignore the obvious.
You're a baddie.
But what I love is that they could have made a big deal, like trying, you know, sometimes a lot of television shows do this, where they introduce something that's kind of either already happened before or, and they make it a bigger deal than it is just to be dramatic, and they make everyone mad. So I love they kind of were like, who's this bee all up in our house?
Yeah.
Listen to our clone club. Like they could be like, oh my God, it's another clone. And they were just like, another one. I mean, I love that they just just seemed over. Like, the whole image where they said, where, like, Allison, like, is going, and, like, her bangs pop up. And she's just, like, it created such an image where they're just like, crap, we got to do this all again. I love that the writers are giving kind of an anthem to these longtime fans. Because if they had done it like it was some big new thing, we'd be like, really, girl, we've been down here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of wish they had shown Vivi's side of that clone call.
I thought that, too.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do that this episode, and they didn't. And because I just kind of wonder if they cut that out, maybe.
What was that like for her? That's exactly what I want to know.
I think we're going to get a Vivi-centered episode where we understand her motives a little bit more. Oh. And we know her background, but I think we want to know, is she going to go with them, like, join the clone club, mm-hmm. or is she gonna have her own, like, is she gonna be like a Rachel?
Like Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel. Mm,
Rachel.
So, yeah, I agree. That's a good point. And it kind of makes me excited to see what they do with her, but I want to get into a big part of this episode, which was Allison and Charlotte's storyline. They were mm-hmm. connected, but also separate. But it was funny because they kept in as much contact as possible. Let's start with Allison. We have Arun approaching the car, and he says he wants to help in all of her selves. Do we trust Arun? What's the sitch?
I want to say yes. I mean, Arun is actually my dad's name, so for me, it's like, I love that name. I want to trust him. It's obvious that he really cares for Vivi, and he wants to help her out, you know, figure out what's going on with the clones. And I picture him as a good guy. I don't know. They tried to make him look otherwise, but
I'm already disagreeing with you.
No!
Shipson, you just got here. No, I think, don't trust anyone. Don't trust anyone. I just feel like, I loved how it played out where Allison's like, I'm going to follow somebody. And then he just totally is like, girl, I see you. And he just follows her. And she's like, Mom. Like, that was the first time that I wished this whole series, they've done a great job. I really haven't missed seeing them visually. But when I thought of that, I'm like, oh, man, I would have loved to have seen that scene play out. But it was written so well. You did see it in your mind. But it's almost, he's too like, hey, knocking on your window, just let's talk. I want to help you. Oh. Like, it's too slick. It's too slick for me, and that's why I don't believe him.
What's it for you? Are you dating a clone? Are you a separate clone? You know, I just...
Because if someone's following you, wouldn't you be upset?
And what, like, there are issues that we care about when we're not connected to them all the time, but I think being connected to a clone issue is so specific. Mm-hmm. It would take a very specific type of person to even know that exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I look at him as like an Art or a Felix who's just kind of part of the club, but he's
Where's
part
Felix?
Of... I know. I know. But he's part of the new clone.
But
club,
see,
but
we talked about this a little bit last because we got a lot of Art last episode, great episode, and an interview with the author. Be sure to check that out, y'all. Mm-hmm. But Art was suspicious and kind of didn't know what was happening in the first. So he came around to be so supportive and nice. So the
Art
fact,
almost was like a narc.
That's true. That's true.
So the fact that this guy's like, hey, he just reminds you, like, when you're literally just like wanting to have a vodka soda at the bar and like some guy with too much gel in his hair comes up to you and he's like, hey, babe. And I'm like, no.
But he's
no.
CIA.
No.
So he's trained to do that. You know?
CIA,
you better be not just showing who you are on the first line.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
We'll see. I'm curious and I think the pacing in terms of introducing new characters has been really great.
Yeah.
So true.
And I'm excited to see what the heck he does, what his motive is, and if he is actually there to help, because we do need more allies. Everyone's against us.
Well, especially now that there's more clones.
Yeah. Yeah, more clones, different diseases. What the heck? So let's get into Charlotte, who is the first viewer of this new disease, and she's with Dana. And Dana instantly brings up they. She doesn't seem surprised by the fact that there's someone that looks like her. She's very self-aware. What do we think is going on in terms of the parents? That kind of threw me for a loop there when she was talking about her parents' regulations and following the rules.
That was weird,
right?
It's weird. It's weird.
I had to play it back. Like, did I miss something? I don't know.
I think there's going to be... what I think is cool about that is that she doesn't see... it feels cultish. Like, where if you're in the cult, you're like, everything's bright and wonderful. And there was, like, there was 10 of us, and we all looked alike. Yeah, it was a little weird
time. Wild, wild clone country.
Yeah, but, like, but, you know, but Brother Richard was so nice or whatever. And so I got a little bit of, like, you know, I think Charlotte, I think she's going to bust that bubble, and that I think these parents were probably maybe like before, like we've seen, like, you know, with Charlotte, like maybe they were scientists. I thought it was interesting that Charlotte was hearing this, since she knows what it's like to know who and that you have
she's
others.
She's very self-aware.
And raised by a scientist. And so maybe there's some of that that's coming into this. But there's definitely... and also, it made me wonder, like, well, did they create these women, and now are those the same people that are trying to kill them all now? Since it's only those, like, that group of, like, those clones that are sick?
Shin,
I don't know.
So what do you think about that and the introduction of this targeted disease?
Yeah, okay, well, in regards to the whole Dana story, okay, do you guys think it's possible that these parents are only the parents of clones because maybe they couldn't have a child and... they signed up for getting a clone.
Or are they like Rachel's parents?
Yeah. Or like, I mean, it could go
in so
many different directions.
So maybe they're more like innocent parents who weren't a part of
Maybe, but they're government officials. So what? I don't know. I'm not
You're
really
a believer
sure what the story
in people,
is.
Aren't you? You're not jaded like me. No, I'm kidding. I'm
yeah, we're like cold and dusted.
But I love that. Nah. That would be really cool if they entered this component that not only were the kids being kind of duped, but their parents were as well.
Yeah, it's possible. It would be a cool little twist for them to do that, I think. I also was thinking when I was listening to Dana tell her story about Vivi and her imaginary friends and... do you think it's possible her memory was kind of...
Oh, my God. You just blew open my mind. You chicksa.
You just done did it, chicksa.
Oh, my God. Yes. That is what it just... I hit people when I get excited and I don't want to hit you, but that's what it is. Because you think about it.
No, go ahead. Chicksa.
What?
It was, if you're listening to the podcast.
She is a believer. People.
It was a very feminine hit, so it wasn't strong or masculine, whatever. But no, I think that's totally, because Vivi talks about these imaginary friends and she also talks about her parents that died mysteriously.
Yes, exactly.
Something's a brewing in town.
Yeah. And I love your idea of having a whole Vivi episode because then they dive into that a little bit more. But her imaginary friends were never actually imaginary. They were just
her cousins. It'd be interesting if they were connected somehow, because that would differ from the original series where everyone wasn't connected. Like all the new clones were completely separate. They were adopted and into a system and didn't know of each other's existence and would have never known of each other's existence. So that's crazy, but I think even crazier is the fact of that we have this new disease and Charlotte is clearly infected.
I know.
And there is no cure.
But
and
it's mono, so you don't die? I don't know. I'm confused a little bit like that
Me
way.
Too.
Are we dying from the disease or it's just you're kind of sick?
All I know is it took Cosima a really long time. We almost lost all the clones to cure the clones.
Yeah.
So what the heck is this?
Why are we doing this again?
Because I love a good mono where you don't have a lot of appetite, but you know you're going to get better because then, like, you get a little bit of a... For me...
All right, I'm retiring. I love a good little mono, you know? Just sweeten up that little waistline.
I lost 10 pounds and lost all that college weight.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Sorry, facts.
No, you are spitting facts. I don't know what the disease is.
Yeah.
I just know it seems real nasty.
I'm relieved it's not deathly. That's what they've said a couple of times, that it's not a deathly disease.
But maybe we don't
know
that?
We don't know that.
I'm choosing to believe that.
Okay, I'm going to believe that too.
You are like totally the embodiment of Bollywood Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
I always say Bollywood because Shiksha runs an entire Bollywood fan page, basically. It's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and you will be covering it here at AfterBuzz TV.
I will,
so let me just slyly plug that we love you guys who watch us at AfterBuzz TV and are watching this after show. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to hit that like button. Leave us a comment. We love to keep the conversation going past the show. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, give us those 5 stars. Leave us a review because we also like to chat there. And much love, y'all. Thank you for supporting us. We love talking
about
the show.
Thank you, guys.
That's why we're here. And thank you to Cereal Box for giving us these episodes and letting us review them.
Yes. Big shout out. I missed Orphan Box so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Kasima.
Oh, gosh.
Kasima! She just can't help herself. It's
Her and Delphine are just like a they seek that like roller coaster.
I know. Are you yelling at her when you're listening to this? Because I'm like, no, Kasima, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It would be difficult to be her therapist. I would really be working. It's a lot.
I feel like I literally told you last week not to do this.
But I get it, too. I mean, she's missing that, I don't know, she's missing that part of her life, right? Mm-hmm. The thrill, I guess.
Well, let's talk about that because Kasima brought up this idea that the Sestras are only brought together by chaos, essentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And before this happened, they spent the few years separated, essentially, and having these calls, but not much else. And it would make sense that you subconsciously start loving this because that's their time where they're connected.
Yeah. Mm, I think that's true. It's somebody, it's like, if you're just so conditioned for that, too, I mean, Kasima didn't really have a lot. Like, she had her science, but she didn't have a lot of, she was kind of the ones, you know, Sarah, who, ironically enough, we've heard of the least amount from.
No, well, Helena.
Helena, yeah. Oh.
My ride or die.
Ride or die. But Sarah had a purpose. She wanted to take care of her child. Like, Allison had her children, the makeup one. Like, they all had kind of passions. And Kasima didn't. And so, really, all of this chaos that happened the previous season really gave her purpose as a scientist, as a human. And so I can understand now when that's gone. It's like somebody who is, I am a therapist. That's why I'm talking about it this way. But somebody who is, like, bipolar and then takes medication and they, quote-unquote, feel stable, mm-hmm. but it's less exciting to them because when they were in those manic situations, they felt purposeful or like they were connected.
Yeah.
So,
and she's
it's
lost
good
the
writing
most.
That we feel that. Yeah, she lost
she
a lot.
She can't leave what's on her resume. She cured an entire disease. I don't know many people who have done that. She's brilliant and cured herself, and she can't even rep that. She can't get a job in what she wants to do, and that can be extremely frustrating, especially when she is meant to do great things. So I get it, but she was, even last episode, so not low-key. She was saying his name like it meant nothing, like, just out in the streets.
Yeah.
I think it's just the excitement of all of it mixed in with
she would be a great spy.
And
No.
I feel like all the clones should be doing something else together during those few years. They should have been doing some sort of a project just to keep them.
Yeah, or start an Etsy page or something.
Something.
I don't know, something.
Something. It's really interesting.
Everybody loves an Etsy page.
They do. I aren't.
Like mandalas or like dream catchers. They can make them. I would buy them.
So she meets up with Sturgis, and that's where I start to be. It's just Kasima, you know, if he knows anything about clones, he's in trouble. Mm. And I feel like it just was, she wasn't taking it that seriously, and we spent a lot of time on their communication, and that was the craziest part. We built up almost like a little friendship in a moment, and then to have the ending happen. What did you guys think about that, and do you think that there's anything really important that came from it other than, like, did he know anything other than what he had hidden?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think so. I mean,
I feel like he didn't know what he got into other than he gave his information to the wrong people and then tried to, like, hide it.
Yeah.
I do think he is more of a pawn in this. Yeah. Like, he is, I think he's kind of like a Lee Harvey Oswald. Like, sorry, I believe there's a JFK conspiracy, y'all. Come at me. But, I've read books. Anyway,
I read.
Yeah, I read sometimes. But we're in Lee Harvey Oswald. Like, he knew a little bit, and he participated a little bit, but he had no idea. Literally, he was just dancing kind of on the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to happen with Sturgis, is he had no idea of what he was doing.
Yeah, you're right. He was a pawn. I think all his information was in that little lockbox because he wasn't smart enough to do anything else with his information.
Yeah, he's not super smart.
No, but he's smart, but he's also not.
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
Not street smart.
Well, Vivi starts catching on to him. She learns more about, she wants to find out more about Grit. Mm-hmm. And this is where she ends up being involved in the situation. And this is when things got really crazy.
Yeah.
I was not expecting this. I don't know, like, because we can't see visually, but what did you take away from what happened?
Oh, my God. I didn't expect Sturgis to die.
His facelift?
And his, yeah, I none of that. And then the hair follicles under his arm, that took me by surprise. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, and if his facelift, is it like his face is cut off?
That's what I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it just like a cut?
I
wanted to visualize.
Same. I want
it could have been
art.
Like this.
Yeah, maybe.
Like across the face.
Maybe.
We're making wild assumptions, but I need answers.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like in this little blonde hair thing. I don't know. It was very.
But think about Orphan Black. Remember the tail dude?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Things get weird.
They really can do it here because they don't have like a producer saying, we can't make that. They can just do it.
Yeah. So I don't know. It is an interesting take that he has hairs, but it makes sense that would be where DNA could be held.
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was expecting like a chip in his skin or something, the actual hair.
That's what I thought so too. But when you think about it, like where a lot of this, you know, I thought that was a good callback just if you. I'm a little older than y'all are, okay? But I remember when cloning came out in, like, kind of the zeitgeist and news and all that, it wasn't just you had somebody's blood. That one of the things they just talked about, this was, golly, like, 15 years ago, is that you could clone someone from their hair. Like, they could find, like, a saber-toothed tiger hair, and like, literally on Jurassic Park, and they could clone something from that. So I thought that was a good callback of kind of how a lot of cloning began.
Yeah. I agree.
Nerd, sorry.
No, and I feel like that's not the first person who has been just murdered in front of Cosima. All the clones have had people murdered in front of them.
But did she even get the hair before she was arrested?
We don't know. No, but we don't know. Because she was...
If you're arrested, they're going to take whatever's under...
But it's a hair.
I don't know.
So they can literally just like... You don't know.
Are they going to go to the morgue and find it later?
She's really smart. I'm not sure, but we're introduced to what she describes as a South Asian woman, which is Priyantha, right?
Priyantha.
Like, why are you describing her as that? We know who she is, but she didn't know.
I did. At first, I was like, is this a little raised? And then I went,
I guess that makes sense. I was like, wait, what? We know Priyantha.
Because they described what's his name that way too.
Arun.
Yeah. There's a lot of beautiful South Asian people in this episode.
I'm not complaining.
Neither. Me neither. White people are boring to me.
Before we get into our clone you didn't moment, which I think wraps up that scene, let's just talk about Kira quickly. We get a little bit more development with her story and kind of her situation with the school and the people using an off-site research.
And Dr. Bai?
Dr. Bai.
Yeah.
Dr. Bai. Shady, right?
So, he's the bad guy.
You think he's shady.
He's
okay.
Bad.
Thank you.
He's the bad guy.
If Shiska would have said he's nice, I would have been like, girl, don't date. Like, call me before you go on a date.
Is he good?
Yeah,
like,
good.
You can't be on dating apps. You will get catfished because, wow.
I'm not that bad.
Okay. No, you're not. Clearly, you just won. You just won that little test.
So, yeah, why do you think he's bad? Like, from you, what?
So give you the shady. The minute, right after she tells him about what happened last night with the network being somebody coming in on it, it immediately shut down all of a sudden. I mean, come on. It was either him or M, but it's definitely him, so.
I think it's him, too, yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah.
And the way he just, too, like, it was so, I love the way they, I think it was written purposely, and I love that probably, too, because this is written by a woman. I got such that skeezy vibe of, like, him just kind of mansplaining the situation to her. Like, I could just visualize him.
Yeah, like, that's why we hired you.
Yeah. And, like,
S-Y-D.
Thank you.
That's why you hired me.
Yeah, and then putting, like, his hand on the middle of her back, you know, and just leading her out. Like, I get creeped out describing it again.
Such a creep. I'm so glad she took her research and put it on her own computer. And she's better hide that. But how do we have another one of our family members getting caught with the wrong people? Like, this is what Sarah has. has been...
It runs in the family on this one.
They're so alike.
They're so alike.
I love it so much. The way that they're writing her as a younger Sarah, just like little things here and there that I'm like, yes, this is Sarah's daughter.
That's why I knew people were... Like, some of the people who didn't really get how great Orphan Black was, when they would be like, I don't get why Kira's so angsty, like, the final season. I'm like, because she's becoming her mom. Yeah. Like, what? And her life has low-key, high-key sucked.
Yes.
I really hope that we have some scenes with Kira and her mother. Just because I think now that she's an adult, we'll be seeing a different dynamic of, like we talked about, to see... Sarah in the S role, and to see Kira in that, I think it'll be super.
Comes full circle.
Yeah. Full circle. All right.
Karma happens, y'all.
Shall we get into our
Oh, clone, you did it!
Okay, we have to be unanimous about this, right?
No, I don't think I am.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'll say mine first. Because Seema getting cuffed, like, she's full on caught. She hasn't. I just can't believe it. I don't know how she's going to get out of this one. It always seems impossible. I don't know if it's possible this time.
Yeah. When that happened, I was like, wait, what? I rewound it. I was like, did that really happen? But that's not my clone, you did.
Oh!
Spicy,
well,
give it to me.
I already said mine. It was when I realized that Vivi's memory of her imaginary friends was... The clones, the real clones.
Okay, so that's mine now. But I had a different one going in, but that is totally mine now.
Okay.
Because it was, like, you made it all make sense.
Yeah, yeah. That when I put it together, that was, I was like, oh my god, that's my clone.
You're a detective. You're a detective. But to go off of that, mine kind of was related to that, because my clone you didn't was actually something that wasn't, I don't think, pearl clutching as much, but was just the fact that Dana... had a group of cousins, quotes cousins, that she knew about, and they all grew up together. I just kind of, that shocked me, because I just thought it was going to be much more of, they were going to be other clones who didn't know about each other. And it really, because it's so different than the clone experience we're used to, it just shook me, because I was like, what? It was literally like you find out there's a whole other planet that
like
you didn't know about.
It was like the boys, though, the male clones.
Which, yes, ooh, male clones.
The male clones, yeah. But can I just say that a smaller O'Clone you didn't was when Kira was getting the text messages from Sarah and Charlotte and Allison, and immediately you just could visualize the different clones.
Yeah.
Right, or her voice, or Tatiana's voices, when the hard drive crashed and you had all the different people in the office reacting. I was like, damn, that's the same person saying all of that. What?
Yeah. Tatiana.
Yes. Yeah,
as always, Tatiana.
As always. Y'all, and yes, thank you. And you know what else my O'Clone you didn't? Sorry, there's a lot of O'Clone
Give
you didn't this
me.
Episode. Was when Tatiana Maslany retweeted my tweet. About what? Orphan Black this week, and I peed my pants. Because I literally went, what? Screamed at my phone. It was very exciting. Tatiana, if you want to follow me, I'm at Theme at Mar. We'll be friends.
We can all be friends. Yes. We want you in studio.
Yes.
Please come to this.
Come
studio.
At us.
Okay, this one's going to be hard for me, but let's get into predictions. Oh. Shiksha, I got to start with you because you've been up to
TV
some
predictions.
Thinking.
Oh,
some
no.
detective thinking. You're like drawing
stuck.
Blanks.
I predict.
Or
that,
what would you like to see?
Helena.
Or here.
Helena. Oh, Helena. 1,000,000%. I mean, why hasn't she been on the show yet?
You know what my prediction is going to be? Is that stuff is really going to go like super south. And Helena, it basically. Stuff's going to. Yeah, Helena's going to come in. It's going to be probably Helena and Sarah that are going to come in and just like, because look,
save
nobody's
the
been, they've all been like computer stuff and this thing and that. Mm-hmm. No, we need some women to come and just like beat the crap out of people.
Yes.
And that's my prediction.
Yes, I need Helena to break out Cosima.
Yeah.
That's my main prediction.
That would be amazing.
That
oh my
would
God.
Be the best because I miss her so bad.
Yes. What about yours?
That's it.
That, oh, that's
yeah,
it. That's
it. And that's it. I want more Vivi. I want to really understand what we can expect from her in the upcoming episodes. And to wrap up this after show, let's get into our news and gossip.
Yes, AfterBuzz News.
AfterBuzz.
Y'all, this is visual. So for you podcasters, I'm going to try to describe this as much as I can so podcasters leave a 5-star review and say we love you clones. We appreciate it. Tatiana Maslany, y'all, if you're not following her on her Instagram, then I can't help you because I don't know what you're doing with your life. But follow her on her Instagram. It's just Tatiana Maslany. But you need to follow her, look at her stories, because there's, I have a caption that Cereal Box posted of some behind the scenes footage. But if you watch the Insta stories, there's some really great videos of her, actually some bloopers. And it's so funny because it's Tatiana, like, you know, saying her stuff in her little cute short hair now, and Tatiana, and then she's just totally like blah, 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 and messes up. It's really funny.
She's
it's,
so the best.
But the moral of that is that, y'all, they're posting these videos because she's recording more episodes for Serial. So I know that there's 10 episodes coming out, but I led to me, we haven't had an announcement, but it made me believe, wait, what? Are there going to be more episodes of Orphan Black?
Yes, please. The story's not over. It's just getting started.
Just start. Hey, it might get so good again, they might bring it back to television.
Please.
Put this on Netflix.
I mean, it must be really hard for Tatiana because she is playing an entire football team.
Oh, that's true.
But, and she wants to do other projects, but dang, the show's so good.
It's so good.
And it wasn't one of those, they wrapped it perfectly, but it could still go. Like,
they
I'm obsessed with the characters. Yeah.
But it gives her room to play too.
It does. It
maybe
does.
They'll do like something with like the kind of, oh, shout out, plug, because I'm wearing my Arrow shirt tonight. We're doing the Arrow on CW. The panel is back. But something that Arrow's doing, they're going to have a spinoff, is like a spinoff with the kids in Arrow. So maybe they could totally do the like Akira Charlotte.
Yeah, they could.
Oh, wait,
definitely.
But it still has to be Tatiana Maslany. Never mind. They can do a Kira one because Kira doesn't look like her.
Yeah.
See, I'm already
Regardless, I'm just thankful for Cereal Box for giving us something.
Yes.
And this
Thank
is
you.
Something that's been
Thank
really
you.
Awesome and expanding the way that I listen to things. I never have listened to an audiobook like this.
Oh.
So thank you.
Harry Potter on audiobook is one of the best things you've ever read. It's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow,
I read the book a million times.
Oh, the audiobook is fantastic.
I need that. Thank you for your last bit of advice,
You're welcome.
Matt Marr. In the meantime, where can the viewers find you?
Yes, Shuckers, y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter is TheMattMarr2T2Rs. And you can also find my 90 Day Fiancé podcast called The 90 Day Gays wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fabulous. And Shiksha, thank you so much for being a part.
So
thank you for having me.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on social media at I Am Bali Girl. And you can also find me here at AfterBuzz on The Flash, on Good Place, and on The Voice.
And Bali what?
Bali what? Yes, starting really soon, you guys.
Yes, we're teasing that. I'm Steph Sabraw. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabraw. Much love, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.